October's been a beautiful month so far, and in most ways, especially with the weather. Yeah, it's been a little chilly last few days, but October is a wonderful, wonderful time of the year. And I hope and pray that you're enjoying not only the weather, but God's blessings in your life. I don't think that there's too many announcements this week that we need to lift up. But we always want to say we hope and pray that if you haven't been to church lately, please. I say please. That sounds like begging, but I'm asking that you come for your own benefit. Not for the benefit of the church, but for your own benefit. The Bible says don't forsake the gathering of people who come and worship God. Because we encourage one another. That's what our biblical mandate is. And we not only enjoy seeing you, but we love to be able to pray with you and support you and let God's grace shine upon you in so many ways. We're not a perfect church. We're not a perfect people, but we serve the one who is perfect. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. And we always recognize birthdays, and we also recognize anniversaries. Now, I don't know. I'm sure there is, but there's probably a birthday somewhere. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God loves you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. And the same with anniversaries. Wedding anniversaries is something that is always special. And when we think of anniversaries, we normally think of wedding anniversaries. But anything, any milestone in your life that you can look back and say, wow, that's been a year ago. I am so blessed. And we recognize that as we sing, happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God loves you. Happy anniversary to you and many more. Now I'd like to close with a thought. Ainsley Earhart, one of the ladies on Fox News early in the morning, talking about birthdays. She said when she was growing up as a little girl, her mom would always have a celebration for her. And it would be a wonderful time. And she would always tell her, I am so glad you were born. And I've been thinking about that. Now, she's wrote a book, I Am So Glad You've Been Born. And then she tells the story of little things and little celebrations. But think about that. Are you glad you were born? I am glad you were born because of the love and the grace and the fellowship of believers. So we're grateful that you were born. Well, I hope and pray you have a wonderful day and hope to see you in church sometime soon.